Hey guys, before we begin today's show, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it with? BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to help you. Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapists network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out the questionnaire and help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched up with a therapist in under 48 hours. Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions, plus you can exchange unlimited messages and everything you share is completely confidential. You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Right now, Dark Therapy listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/darktherapy. That's better, BetterHelp.com/darktherapy. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast, and take charge of your health today. Nothing is hard. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. My name is Arsenio Mass. You can catch me on Instagram at RSAYSR. And with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janu at Brandon Janu Show on Instagram as well. Shout out to everybody that has been watching and listening. We really, really do appreciate that, for real, for real. If y'all can continue to do that, we will really appreciate that. Subscribe on YouTube, follow on Spotify, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We really, really, really would appreciate that, seriously. And other than that, what's up, Mr. Brandon? How you doing today, man?
I have no idea. I'm good, but I'm not so good. It's like a weird ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean. Like, it's a weird ass, like, I'm good, I think. I'm assuming, I guess. Fuck, I don't know.
I feel good, but not everything is good.
There it goes. Like, yeah. I feel all right, but, like, you know, we shall see when I close my eyes.
True. Good point. And before I forget, since I've been forgetting for all these weeks, the session has now begun. I don't know what to say today's topic is necessarily.
How you feeling, my brother? How you feeling, though, my brother?
I'm good, man. Go ahead, bro.
I say I got the hat on today. We are honored and we are blessed and privileged to see RC without the hat today. Cause this shit is a moment in podcast history. This shit gonna go down. This shit is so going down in a moment of podcast history. I'm telling you, if this show takes off, it's gonna be this episode. Cause people go like, Austin got no hat on. That shit is wow. Yo, they really gone extra miles in this bitch.
Yo, I ain't going front. I'm feeling a little confident because I went out for 4th of July this weekend. Got a little bit of sun on it. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, nah, but I figured, you know what? I always wear fitteds and I always have a specific brand that refuses to sponsor this podcast. But nonetheless, I decided to just go ahead and do it. Do it off the dome, if you will. But no, yeah, man. That's the way it is. It's too hot, man. Hats are hot, bro. Hats is way too hot. Don't get me wrong. I wear one all day when I'm working. But as soon as I take it off, that cool breeze hits it. It's just like, oh yeah, hell yeah.
I'm telling you, man. Like, you bring somebody some food with your hat off, you're getting a tip.
I don't know about that.
They're going to be like, here, man. Or they might. They're going to be like, here, man, this is for some Rogaine.
You'll never know. It might be like a retired woman from Florida. You don't know. You might pull up on her.
Right?
She's like, oh, shit.
You ever seen SpongeBob and they took the head off of Neptune and they were like bald? That's what's happening right now. That's exactly what's happening right now.
Yeah, we're getting views off this shit. I know, I feel it in my bones. We're getting views off this shit. Just because this is a moment in podcast history that we all are like, yo, Arce is rocking no hat today. This shit is
awesome. Yeah, I have not worn a hat on a podcast ever. This is definitely the first time.
This is history. Sure. This is history. we should have a moment of silence.
You're bringing too much attention to this shit. I don't know, ladies. Which y'all prefer? Y'all prefer the bald head? I don't know what y'all thinking. You know what I'm saying? This is me in my natural habitat.
I'm just saying, women like bald heads, I heard.
Is that right? That's what you heard?
I mean, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan bagged a lot of bitches.
All right, Bet, next week I want to see your head shaved.
Nah, I'm not doing all that. My shit don't look like what a bald head. I'm pretty sure. It's crazy because like I've always had hair. Like it's the craziest shit. Since like the moment I was born, I've always had hair.
Yeah, you got a good head of hair.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't. My shit go back too damn fast. Though. I don't like that shit.
I used to say that when I was a kid too. But you know, once I turned 20, that's when my shit started getting light. I was like, oh, bro, oh shit, I'm going bald. And the thing is, you know, they say that male pattern baldness actually comes from the mom side. My dad has a full head of hair. My mom, not so much before she passed. So it was like, yeah, I got my mom's head of hair. My brother Davey, he's got my dad's hair. He's fucking full head of hair, yo. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I'd be like, yo, let me glue that shit onto my shit.
Cut that shit off and give it to me.
Facts. Yeah, man. So what you been up to, man?
Oh shit. Nothing.
What have you been thinking about lately? What's been on your mind, man? Let's do a real therapy session with this one. All right. So if you guys are watching and you're listening, we have a video for you today. We have a wrong answers only, and we also have an FMK. So it's a packed show.
And we have a would you rather. That's gonna be at the end.
Oh shit. Did you see that? No. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's a surprise right there. So that's cool. Hell yeah, we'll take that. So
he surprised me with the no hat. I surprised him with a would you rather. See, this is how we work. See, this is how this goes. This is how this goes. We work.
I bet you were like, yo, who the fuck is this guy? Who's this guy turning on the camera? Who the fuck is that? Where is his mushroom top?
Yeah. How we doing this shit today?
I need a straight up mushroom top. Just did like a real hat that just sits on top of my head but looks like a mushroom. I need that.
I saw you in a field with the mushroom. You growing them?
No. So I was working and I passed by a cow field. And I took a picture, you know, I didn't want the neighbors to think I was some creep that was actually out there looking for mushrooms or some shit or whatever. So what I did was I was acting like a tourist. I took some pictures of the left side of the cows, the right side of the cows, and then I zoomed in and you can see a whole batch of mushrooms right there in the middle. And what I said was, I don't want to trespass, y'all know, so close yet so far, but I don't want to trespass and get shot out of here. So, yeah, they were sitting right there in the middle, yo, right there.
As I said, he lives in a stand your ground law. So if he tried that shit,
if I enter anybody's property other than what I'm doing, you know, for work, yeah, if I get shot, then hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm dead. I'm dead as it is. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm dead where I stand. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but no, I saw him. Today was actually the first time I saw him since I've been here. And I was like, I was tempted. Oh, boy. But the thing is, all the cows and one bull was out there. So I did not want to just run up in there, grab them and run out because, you know, damn well, I would have been chased, probably been horned or something by the damn bull. Yeah, no thank you, bro. No fucking thank you. I'm not doing that. But maybe after this podcast, you know, it's dark out, you know what I'm saying? The cows are probably back inside. I can probably, you know, run up out there and see what's up. You know, it ain't too far from where I'm at.
I mean, you could try. I mean, shit, that's the best I could tell you is try.
I'm too old for that shit. I'll do that shit like on a Sunday night when everybody sleeps late.
Yeah, like 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, yeah, I'm gonna get this shit. Mm-hmm.
You get it. That's the perfect time too, especially after a rain, because that's when they grow. They grow in the dark. So, hell yeah, word is bond. But what about you, brother man? Let me know. Let me know what's been on your mind. What have you been thinking about lately?
It's been jumbled. I'm not gonna lie. There's been a lot of jumbling going on. So we did, when we got off Sunday, when we finished the podcast, I think Sunday. My dad and my mom's childhood friend passed away.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Somebody, you know, another uncle, you know, I grew up around, you know, right, you know. So, yeah, he passed away. So, damn. You know, I called my dad, and my mom told me after, like, I walked in there just to check on her, and she is like, yo, Elroy passed away. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, really? That shit stunned me. I'm like, God damn, like, we just lost, like, another childhood friend of theirs, like, just literally a month or two ago. They just buried him literally, like, a month ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so it's just like, and I called my dad after that. I called my dad, and just to hear him, he was just like, man, I don't even know what the fuck going on. Damn. You know what I'm saying? To hear that in his voice, it was kind of like, damn. You know what I'm saying? It's that. And he's survived so much shit. So it's just like seeing his friends pass now. It's kind of like, I think it's starting to be like an eerie feeling.
Yeah, you know? it's starting to close in a little bit on him. You know?
Yeah, and my mom, like that. So it's just like, and to hear them both say, you know, I my dad was like, I was just with him like a couple of days ago. And him and my mom say, I just talked to him like 2 days ago. It's just like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of kicks into like the life is short method. But it's also like, but it's kind of also like, is life short or is just the decisions we're making it shorter, which I've always felt. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's a lot of shit. And it's just, yeah, that shit kind of, like, soon as, like, I'm telling you, like, as soon as I got off like, we finished the episode, I went in there and checked them out. Damn, nigga.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I apologize.
But, they getting killed, bro. God damn. I would assume that they would know a blue light means, nigga, not to go there. But they just go there anyway.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure fucking do. They love that blue light.
They're like, ooh, light. Like, it just gets stunned. Yeah. Like a sumbitch. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, all that, man. Just, yeah, that's been on my mind. You know, that. And then just like, you know, now closing in on like 200 episodes, that shit is also on my mind. You know what I'm saying? And that shit, you know, it is what it is. I mean, that's kind of like short term when you think about what just happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, but even that, in a sense, is like a lot of shit. Just it's not been a. That's what I kept. That's what I said earlier. Like, I'm all right, kind of. Like, I'm good, I guess. Like,
yeah, and it can be very, very stressful, especially when you come in with so many episodes and stuff like that, doing all that work. But and also hearing about death, you know, that plays a big part on us, man. And it's like it really shows us that we are not immortal. You know what I'm saying? And we really could die any day now. Like, even now, I'm sitting here doing the podcast with you. I can keel over and die right fucking now. You know what I'm saying? Same. This episode would never fucking go out. You know what I'm saying? So it really brings questions into our own mortality. And then, you know, what you're doing with the podcast, you know, it really shows the hard work you've put in, you know. And you have to understand that nonetheless, we end up like that, fucking in a fryer, dead, you know. And what you're doing,
I hope not like that. I hope not like that, but like that, like not like that, because that shit is getting, they are getting buzzed, nigga. Like, yeah.
But no, like, yo, if you're,
I try like hoping one day, I hope they like would be, like they might be at a pack or something. Like, yo, did you just see what the fuck just happened to Jimmy? Like, Jimmy just went in that shit and didn't come out. Well, he should not go there.
Yo, but why does Jimmy smell so good? Oh, let me touch that. Let me touch that. Let me see. But yeah, so you know those two things, man. I can really relate to that. You know, having someone die, question your own mortality and what you're doing and everything that's happening, and whether or not you putting out this podcast is even worth it. You know, and I first and foremost, I want to say yes, it is worth it, and please keep on doing it. And for 200 episodes, that's no small feat. I've got probably 200 episodes total through all the different podcasts that I have, but through my regular podcast, I only have 40 something, you know, maybe 50, you know, because I never put in the work that I intended to for that show because I got tired of it. But, to say that you have 200 episodes of the Brandon Janeau Show is an accomplishment, and you really should be proud of that. Seriously. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Because I said it on my podcast that come out tonight. It's kind of like, I'm so used to having the rug pulled out.
Right.
So much. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's 200 episodes. It's like, all right, what's next?
I got you. But it's no short feat. It's no short feat. Please understand that. It's not. What you have put in the work, you have. Granted, we both may have gotten peanuts back comparatively to what we've put into it. But nonetheless, if we keep on grinding, if you keep on doing what you're doing, it always pays off. And one thing I've learned is that even if you're not alive, it'll pay off, because something happens to you. You know, shit happens. You know what I'm saying? You get into a car accident, you walk down the street and have a heart attack, or a fucking, I don't know, one of these fucking predatory ass birds decides to come down and swoop onto me and fucking kill me or something like that. Yo, fucking birds is wild out here.
You know, I said, pulled up on a bird that looked just like him. Like, what the fuck is
bald head and everything.
Look at that. What the fuck is going on in Florida now?
But, you know, nonetheless, you know, it's your word that's out there. It's your own voice that's out there. And that means a lot. That means something. If it doesn't mean anything to the masses, it definitely means something to the people that you love and are in your life. And they can always go back and listen to those words that you said. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was, because I was telling my mom, and she was like, I want to do the top 10 list. I'm like, why would I put you on my top 10 list? Like, all your friends like the same music. Why would I do that with y'all? Like, that makes no sense.
Yeah. Unless you curate a top 10 for her.
No. I'm good.
Mom, get out of my business. All right. Get out of my business, Ma. You don't need to be in my business. For real.
No, I'm good. No. It's just like that in a sense. It's like, you know, I mean, getting close to 200 episodes. I felt the same way when I was doing like close to 100 episodes, but when I went past it, it's kind of like, all right, cool, let's keep going.
Sure.
200 is a little different. Like, I don't know, because I think just because I've already done so much.
It's like, where do you go from here?
Yeah.
What more can I add to it that I haven't done already? I get it.
And that's,
I
understand. Yeah. That. And I'm like, because season 5 ends in August. Like, I've already made it my mind up. Like, season five's over in August. And even in September, when I do season six, I don't know how many episodes I'm really going to do.
Yeah. I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. And, hey, man, and, you know, sometimes you have to call it quits, or sometimes you're just not ready to call it quits. And both of those things are okay. You know what I'm saying? There are times that I want to do RSA podcast and just vent. But it's like, who wants to hear my shit? You know what I'm saying? Who really wants to listen to anything that I got going on? I'm not a fucking celebrity. Nobody out there wants to listen to what I'm saying or what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And we've talked about it before, where family members and friends, they don't share, and they don't listen to your podcast. So it's like, what's the point? And I understand that. But there are parts to it like this, like Dark Therapy. I would not want to quit this until it's supposed to be done. And who knows when it's supposed to be done? Nobody knows. You know what I'm saying? I promise you 100 episodes. So that's 2 years, bruh. Because we once a week. That's 2 fucking years. Well, I promise.
Well, it depends on how we work. We might get like 100 episodes like in a year. Like
I don't think so. I think if we recorded 100 episodes within a year, I wouldn't release them all within that year. I would like to still keep it on the same weekly schedule. Every Monday, 6 o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And just keep it moving that way. That's the way I would like to do it. You know, like the way I look at our podcast is like a show, man. What we are is a show. We're a TV show because, you know, TV shows don't really exist anymore. People, you know, kids nowadays, you know, young men, young women, AKA millennials, grown ass folk, they watch YouTube. They watch YouTube a lot. You know what I'm saying?
She'll kick your ass for that one.
But I think she's gonna like the bald head, so it's all good. The key thing is just don't stop. Yeah. Regardless, you know, like I said, man, I know podcasts that took 10 years before they popped. You know what I'm saying? 10 fucking years.
And I think that's the thing. I don't care if it pops.
Well, at least to make I want to make something off of it, but not to the point where that's the driving factor. Does that make sense?
Because my thing is this. I don't care if it pops. That's not why I started my podcast. Like, I never gave a fuck about, I never cared about money. Like, that was never the attention. Like, if I made money off this shit, okay, cool. But, like, I didn't really think about, like, financial gain until, like, other people started coming into my circle that was in the podcast world.
Sure.
Like, and they started telling me about, like, well, you should do this and monetize this and do this and... But I never gave a fuck. I didn't really care. Like, if it happened, it happened. I could care less.
Right.
I think at the end of the day, that's always been my mindset, my strategy towards it. It's just like, I could care fucking less. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of where I think a little bit of this shit kind of gets me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because even in a sense of like that, you know what I'm saying? It's like you said earlier, like, you get to the point where you just like, people want to hear my shit anymore.
Yeah.
Because to me, it sounds like I'm running on and on about the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets boring. That gets fucking disturbing. And I get tired of that. It sounds like I'm saying the same shit over and over again. I'm just disguising it in different ways.
Sure. There's one podcast. Well, all right. The man's name is Ralph Sutton. He is the host of the SDR podcast, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. He is also the co-owner of Gaz Digital Network. And I read an article with this man, and he says, if you listen to your podcast and you're bored, chances are the people that listen to it are bored as out, or are bored as well. So I started.
You said it right the first time. It's bored as hell. Yeah.
No, I said well. It just sounded like hell.
Oh. It's not like hell, though. It is not like hell.
But yeah, facts. But no, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? If you're not entertained by your own podcast, you can't expect anybody else to be. So, you know, that's the reason I slowed down on my podcast, because I don't feel like I'm entertaining by myself. I feel like I need to feed off of your energy. I need to feed off of someone else's energy in order to make it somewhat listenable.
Yeah. I know what you mean by that, because it's like, I think, and you like me, you don't want to ask people to do shit.
No. I don't want nobody's opinion. I don't want nobody's input on what I do either.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't have time.
Yeah.
To bring people in and try to like curate them into how I move. Sure. And do shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why when we do the top 10 list, it's usually the people I call. And sure. Y'all like, it's simple, because I know I ain't got to ask y'all for shit. I know how y'all already work. Y'all know how I already work. At the end of the day, the podcast is work. We're still working, but we have fun with that shit.
Right.
And at the end of the day, that's the main thing. It's like, it's work, but it's also fun. And that's why I don't want to bring certain people into this element anymore, because it's like, if you want to come and do it, then do it. But other than that, I'm not going to tell you. You see it enough. I post the shit every day on there, that we're doing the top 10 list. Hit me up if you want the link. But if not, I'm not about to DM you. I'm not about to send you this shit every day.
Right.
Like, because I know how certain motherfuckers move and how they want to bring their element into this shit. It's like, no, you can't do that. Like, yeah. And if you do want to do that, then create your own shit and do it your way. Like, I would not get, like, do it your way, but it's not going to have the same element like I have it.
I think you're perfectly right about that, because the people that you do invite and the people that do join, shout out to Sexy Couch, I think we all understand that. And I think we all understand how it's supposed to go, what we're supposed to do. And granted, it takes 4 or 5 hours, but it gets done. You know what I'm saying? And there's a specific way that it's done, and there's a format to it, even if it looks like there is none, but there is, you know, and you're the host of that. So we understand that as well. Like, yo, all right, he's talking, everybody shut the fuck up. All right, enough bullshitting. He's talking, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we respect that from you. We respect that of you, because we know that you are the host. You know, so and that goes also with your 200 episodes, bro.
Yeah, and the thing about that, when we do the list, it's like, I wouldn't want to do it with anybody but y'all, because yeah, y'all know how that works, but also y'all bring an element toward that I probably couldn't do on my own, because it is different mindsets, different ways, different. Even though y'all kind of in the same age group, y'all kind of all grew up on different shit.
All of us did. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We're all different. Every one of us, yes.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm the youngest, but everybody in the group is like, I can fuck with that. I understand what you're going with that. Right. And that's the thing. And that's the beauty of that, doing that top 10 list. Even when you do a list like that with other people, you kind of got to get them to fucking understand, like, yo, there is rules to this shit.
Yeah, facts.
And here's the thing. I haven't said the rules to that list in like 4 or 5, like 6.
You haven't, because you haven't needed to.
Because y'all know already. Exactly. Y'all know already. And if I bring somebody into it, it's like, I got to recite the rules, because then they'll just come in and try to take over the shit. It's like, you can't do that shit.
Right. Every once in a while, we'll have, someone different in the group. And it kind of throws off the chemistry, you know what I'm saying? Except for when I forgot his name. Shout out to him, to, though, from the MFN podcast. I forgot my man's name, yo. And he's DJ, EJ the DJ. That's his name.
EJ, yeah.
EJ the DJ. And I feel like he fits in with the groove just as much as, you know, anybody else. You know, so like when he pops in, it's like, okay, here we go. All right. Got a little bit of different, got a little bit of, you know, just a different vibe to things, but yeah, he's more than willing to. Well, what's great about him is he will actually play the songs of the artists. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he claims not to be a DJ, but yet he's a good ass DJ.
He's a DJ.
You know what I mean? Your Saturday night jam sessions. You know, there, you know, when we get together, on whomever the ones that are that join, we all play different songs. We all play different music. It was a completely different vibe this past Saturday. What, you know, and it ended up being country and rock and punk rock and all these other different types of songs that none of us thought we would ever listen to. But yet, you know what I'm saying? All of us. I really. Like, wow.
Fuck it, yo! I should have recorded that shit. That shit was fun. It was different. It was like we're actually like listening to different. It showed us genres. That we're not so different.
It showed us
that we
really
weren't so different.
That's a great fucking point, because that is so fucking true. It really showed us, instead of how much we are different, it showed us of how much we were more alike than anything. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for being part of the podcast and listening. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you been struggling lately? Maybe you're having trouble sleeping, difficulty with a relationship, or just suffering from low self-esteem? Trust me, if anybody knows my story, y'all definitely know that I've been dealing with the same exact thing. If so, then today's BetterHelp wants to help you. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out the questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions, plus you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential. You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Dark Therapy Session listeners get 10% off of your first month of therapy. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Today's special offer to Dark Therapy listeners, get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/darktherapy. Thanks for BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. Because just like we talked about when we first started podcasting, you know, when I first interviewed you for my show, and when you first interviewed me for your show, it really showed how much more alike than we are different. You know what I'm saying? So like this past Saturday night, it really showed that all of us together still listen. We all listen to the same kind of songs. We may not put it out there like that we do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I don't know.
It was crazy.
Speak for yourself. I'll post some Chris Stapleton in a heartbeat. Fuck.
Oh yeah. Well, Chris Stapleton is definitely a go-to. But you know, like Paramore, Misery Business. You know what I'm saying? All these other different types of artists.
Yeah, we had to mute our mics and shit to say the songs. Shit was real though. That's the beauty of it all. And I think
that's it. And it's never perfect, but you know what? It doesn't fucking matter, yo. It's not like we have this fucking we're not professional DJs. We just get together and play fucking music and hang out.
And you know, that's an element that I wanted to do, man. And even that, like, it's been a minute since we did something like that. But, like, even that, in a sense, like, I've been missing that. Because that's when we just come. That's really when we come in and just fuck around. Right. You know what I'm saying?
The last time I was involved with it, I was still in Virginia.
Yeah, shit. It's been like, damn, it's been like, what, 4 or 5 months since I did it?
Yeah, it's been a
since
minute.
We did that?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's that in a sense. It's like, and even that, I don't ask everybody to come and do that shit. I mean, if you're free, then, and that's what I always put on there. If y'all free,
right,
hit me up and come through.
And here's the thing about it. The people that, hey, invite me onto here, invite me onto there. It's like, yo, you see it. Why don't you just ask for the link? Just hop on. It's that simple.
And I say, hit me up in my DMs. I'm here. Like, if you want it, then come through. But the key word to that is free, because a lot of people don't be really free. They be free in their minds, but you doing 20 different shit. 20
especially
different
when we do 4 or 5 hours, though. You got to be super free for that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think they understand that. But at the same time, it's just like, yo, hop in, hop out, hop in, hop out. If you can't hop back in, then it's all good. You know, it's not even a big deal. It's just
like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm happy that you came through.
Yeah,
I'm happy that you came through.
Exactly. And, right.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm just happy you came through. But and that's the sense is that, like, I think all of that is wrapped up into what 200 episodes is. It's like I said at the end of like last year, like, it's like, I'm creating something, and I still am trying to figure out the formula to why I'm creating this shit.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you got the fucking, you got fucking Coca-Cola, but you don't know the formula. Like, it works. Clearly it fucking works, but it's still like, but how does it fucking work? Why does it fucking work?
I think with 200 episodes, we have to understand, like with Coca-Cola, we know we got sugar. We know we got syrup. We know we got water.
Got Coke too.
Well, yeah. That's
allegedly.
That's the syrup.
Allegedly.
Oh, no.
Allegedly.
Cocaine, allegedly. You meant. Oh, yeah. No, they haven't put cocaine in it, allegedly, since 1930. But, nonetheless, you know for a fact, all right, water works, sugar works, syrup works. All right, let's keep on adding to it till it tastes better. You know, and that's what 200 episodes is. It's still trying it out. I think honestly, for a podcast, is until you get to 1,000 episodes, then you understand what your podcast is. And you only get that if you understand certain things, what you enjoy doing has to be number one. You have to enjoy doing it. What you enjoy talking about has to be part of it. All the analytics and all that other kind of crazy shit, that came later. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about like a true regular podcast that started fucking 10 years ago. It was just people talking. That's all it was. And people found it interesting for whatever reason. It didn't matter what the reason was, but that's what happens. And hopefully people find us just as interesting as somebody that they listen to on a regular basis. Because eventually, you know, if we get to 1,000 episodes, we hope to be as big as some of these bigger podcasts. You know what I'm saying? So it just takes work, takes effort. And honestly, it just keeps one thing I really truly, I'm keeping this shit 100% with you. One thing I had to learn is how to be real behind this mic, because as much as I try to say I want to be the host and I edit and I do all this shit and I'm trying to run a show and stuff like that, people sniff out the fake shit, you know, and they see the realness, and people want the realness. They don't want that fake shit. Yeah, I'll start the episode, welcome to Dark Therapy Session, da 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 da, and I say all my bullshit, but you know, I would hope that people can see the realness of us while we're having a regular conversation during all that. You know what I'm saying? FMKs is just for us to bullshit. Would You Rathers is for us to bullshit.
Oh,
but in between the intro and the FMKs and all the other bullshit that we do, I would hope that people understand that we're real about what we feel and what we talk about. And this is what we truly feel. You know what I'm saying?
And it's about as works. Because there's an element to this that you call it real, you call it authentic, you call it whatever the fuck you want to call it. But at the end of the day, it's us.
It's us.
And Sometimes we come in with a topic. Sometimes we don't fucking come in at all with a topic. We just
we didn't come in with a topic today. But look at us. It's already 43 minutes. And we do an hour show. And we haven't even done any of the bits yet.
And that's the crazy. It's just, that's the thing. Like, even last episode, we forgot to do the fucking plugs. And we did this shit at the end.
That fucked me up with editing today, too. I was like, wait a minute. Where the fuck did we do our plugs? You know? That fucked me up today, no doubt.
But that's the thing. Like, I think that's the thing. We get wrapped up in the shit so fast that we don't even really like think about it until like we get to literally the end of the episode and be like, okay, that was pretty cool. We did a good job today. We could pat ourselves on the back for that shit.
I think so. Like, I think we should pat ourselves on the back for every episode that we record. For sure.
Yeah, I think it's rare to get to this point, even in this, like you said, combined you might have almost 200 episodes, but like of all your podcasts you do, but like if that's the case, then I got a bunch of fucking episodes. That's too many fucking, like I work, that's fucking ridiculous. Like that shit is crazy.
Exactly right, yo. Exactly right. Even though you've been podcasting quote unquote less time than I have, you definitely have been putting more work than I have into it. Because in all actuality, I wanted a show. I want a show. I want a show that I'm natural and it's fun and it's, you know, that kind of thing. I don't necessarily want to drop 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes a week unless I have the time. And I don't always have the time. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure that every time that it comes out, it's good. And I can tell you right now that every time that we've dropped something, it's been good, yo. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud to say that I'm part of this podcast. I'm proud to say that I'm the co-host. I'm not the fucking host. I just do the intro. You do the outro. We close the session out with you. You do the summary. You come up with so much other things for the show. You so much content for the show that I feel like I'm not even steering the boat, bro. I'm moving to the right. You move it to the left. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like it's me and you. It's us. So, you know, I'm proud to say that, you know, this is going to be episode 31. So shout out to 31 fucking episodes. Word is bond. And that doesn't even include this is not going to be episode 31. This is an exclusive for Channel 82. So I apologize. But Channel 82, you know, we've already done 3 for them. And we've, you know, so technically we're like fucking 35, 36, 37 episodes. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be, how can you be mad at that? Yo, it's work that we've put in. It's our craft. It's our art. And for 200 episodes, I can't wait till we get to 200 episodes of DTS. I can't wait to see the growth that we're going to have by that time. Because if you look at, just like you said, from 1 to 194, you played episode 1, and it was fucking wild. It was completely different. It was a 3.5-minute podcast compared to you doing 20, 30, 40 minutes sometimes. So it's growth, bro. It's all fucking growth, yo. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you, my brother.
Where does Bond?
Going back and listening to that episode was weird. Like, I'm gonna be honest. I've been putting that shit off. Like I said, I've been putting that shit off for a while. And I guess because I'm getting close to 200 episodes, I wanted to hear my first ever podcast I ever done. And I don't think people really go back and listen to that first podcast they ever
fucked. I don't want to.
And that is what I'm saying. See, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Fuck is this shit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I was like so hesitant. I was like, because if I go back and listen to this shit, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. It was actually pretty fucking decent. I said everything I say now is just like I've actually seen it happen. Like I guess I manifested what I wanted then. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and like starting a new season in September, that's 3 years. Mm-hmm. September 19th be 3 years that I started doing this shit. Like that into its own is crazy as shit.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So, and by the time I get to that, it's going to be like 200, and depending on what we do afterwards, but it'd probably be like 200 and some episodes, depending on what I do. And season six has got a whole nother theme. Like, this season has been deep dive season. Season six is literally just a fucking me to you. Like, it's going to be literally me just out. Like I said, I don't want to put a lot of interviews in, but I might redo a lot of my interviews I did earlier in my in the podcast with that's you. Good. And you know what I'm saying? Like, and I might redo them because it's like, that's what I, now I know how to do it. Sure. I didn't know then.
Sure.
No, yeah. I know how to do it. And like,
me neither.
I might hit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might hit y'all up. Like, I might, because I interviewed DC before, I interviewed Chris before. I never interviewed Matidi before. And I interview you, like, and I've never, like, it's certain people that I want to go back and re-interview. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, I never interviewed Pat.
There's a couple interviews for my, you know, that I've done for sure that I would love to redo. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
And that's what I want to do. I want to interview certain people that I've been trying to do interviews with, but they just, you know, shit gets crazy.
Of course.
But other than that, like, that's what season six is going to be. It's going to pretty much be me kind of getting back to what I started discovering about myself when I first really got into podcasting.
Sure.
And that is the ability to talk to other podcasters and see how, not steal their shit, but take what they can give me in the advice chamber.
It's about learning. Yeah, facts.
And that's it. Like, it's not about stealing your shit. It's about actually, you said something of value to me on this podcast a couple episodes ago. You was like, maybe it's time for you to change the shit up a little bit to get you out of that funk. And that's true. And yeah. I've actually been trying to do that.
There's nothing wrong with that, yo.
And that's kind of what I feel. Like, I gotta do that, because if I don't, then it's going to sound like I'm saying the same shit over and over and generic, and it's a run-on. It's a big, like, ass run on sentence.
He's having the same guests on. They're talking about the same thing. They're doing all. I get that point. But, you know, one thing you have to learn, or not learn, one thing you should see is that, you know, maybe, you know, listening back to the same. Let's say you got your. Let's say you got DC coming back onto your show to do another interview on your show. Listen back to that old one. Bring some questions that you didn't have that last time that you may want to bring this time. You know what I'm saying? Or not. You don't even have to fucking do that. Why can't you just fucking sit there and talk? You know what I'm saying? There's no rules to podcast. There's no rules whatsoever. You guys, like, right now, you know, we don't have a topic. We didn't talk about shit, but you know what? What did we end up talking about? We ended up talking about your 200 episodes. We ended up talking about all the stuff that you've done so far, all your accomplishments. So that right there is great in itself. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't fucking beat up yourself or anything, but it's all about learning.
But like, even like that, but that's a perfect example, because it's like, if I do go back and listen to those episodes, I didn't know DC as well as I do now. I didn't know you as well as I do now. I didn't know Chris as well as I do now.
Sure.
See, and that's the beauty of an interview. It's like, you can go back and re-listen. And now,
yeah,
I've worked with y'all for so much of my time doing this shit.
You're more comfortable.
It is new questions. It is more questions I can bring up now. Like,
sure.
And that's the beauty of it. Because, like, you like, don't ask any questions. But it is, like, new questions I can bring up now. And and that's the thing about it. So it's just like, yeah, I think, like, that's the key thing about going forward in this whole situation. Is just like, I'm excited, but I'm also nervous, and that's the thing.
Yeah, but don't be.
You know why
you shouldn't be? You've been here before. You know this. You've done it before. So what about the fucking number? Who gives a flying fuck about the number? You know what you're doing. You're a podcaster. You know what you know what you're good at. You know where your strengths lie. You know where your weaknesses lie. And you keep on doing it. Simple as that.
The craziest thing is, like, people keep following me on social media. I have no idea why.
I know. I'm right there with you. Yo, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, facts.
Like, I'm like, why are y'all following me? What the fuck did I do to get y'all to follow me. I didn't do shit. I know I didn't do shit.
Right.
All I do is post stupid shit. That's all I do. Yeah. And post us. And post. It was that night a podcast that I got like snapshot and then send it on screenshot and then put on the play. I'm not posting anything.
Facts. Yeah. And I get it. But that's just it. You know, there's a thing between being entertaining. There's a thing between being not entertaining, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So it happens, yo. And you happen to be very entertaining. Like, I don't do the sports things. You know, you're more into that than I am. So I can't sit here and say, I don't know, Deontay Wilder, this and that, or, this football team, this and that. But I will definitely tune in when you are doing the sports show with Raider Loco. Shout out to you, yo.
Shout out to Juan.
Word, Juan, my twin. And
that dude looks like twins.
And I'll definitely tune into that. You know what I'm saying? I'll tune in for as long as I can. And generally between 5 and 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, I don't know what the fuck anything else y'all talking about. I really don't. So it's just like, all right, well, this is not generally for me, but I'm definitely going to, you know what I'm saying? Give it a shot. You know, I'm going to listen to what they got going on. And yo, y'all completely sound like y'all know exactly what the fuck y'all talking about. I don't know any better. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody were to come on and say, oh, he don't know what he's talking about, I can't tell you that he doesn't, because y'all sound good doing it. You know what I'm saying? And y'all gotta keep, it's all about continuing to do it. It's all about continuing to do it. You know what I'm saying? So
definitely.
And y'all doing great, man. Listen, bro, you're doing good in everything that you're doing. So please keep it up. Don't stop it. Word is bond. And you definitely have gotten better since the day you started. Everybody has. All of us have. I have. I'm more confident on this mic. I'm holding it now. I was forced to do it, but I'm holding it now. And I really did enjoy my little mic stand where I put my hand on it and shit like that, which I still have, but I just don't have all the parts to it. But if y'all want to donate RSA Senior Cash App so I can get my shit. But anyway, nonetheless, it's all a learning process and it's all about adapting. And I feel like you've done quite well doing that, straight up. So keep going.
Thank you.
Keep going, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Same to you, man, because I think we need an RSA podcast.
I would only do it, honestly, I would only do an RSA podcast if the entire Sexy Couch came on. And that includes Courtney. That's the only way I would do it at this point, another episode. And we're talking about Meet the Tylers, Sharice, Kwamea, DC, Courtney, and I think that's it. You know what I'm saying? So, that's the only way I would do it, honestly, straight up. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? If everybody's down to do it, then I'll do it. But other than that, I got to be honest. Who the fuck wants to hear about mushrooms all the time? Who the hell wants to hear about psychedelic experiences all the time?
See, you don't know.
Not everybody, but that's just it. But that's just it. How many people of the Sexy Couch have actually had a psychedelic experience? It's not very many. See what I'm saying? So it's like, until I send out mushrooms to the entire Sexy Couch and they fucking do mushrooms and they tell me about their experiences, that's the only way it'll work. You know what I mean? But because that's my thing. I love the mushrooms. I love to be able to hear people's psychedelic experiences. There was a gentleman I used to do Instagram with. We used to do a Instagram live called Rabbit Holes. His name was Adrian. And, we've kind of parted ways, separated and did whatever and other things. But at the point that we separated, I still hadn't done mushrooms yet. And I have now. So I think that would be a good interview for RSA podcast. But I don't know. I don't know if I really want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know if I want to do that anymore. That part of my podcast anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think you have to. I think, and that's the thing about doing it with us, like, because you know us, we are just turning it into like just the craziest fucking episode we could find. Yeah, it might start off about mushrooms and then end up on some other shit. Like, you know us. You know us. You fucking know. It might be like a bunch of mushrooms. Da, 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 and they go right into some other shit. Ah, shit. Here we go.
Well, that's exactly what happened when I had Kwamea in DC, yo. You know, they didn't take anything, but I switched. I switched up the interview. It was like, okay, was there any drugs that you've taken that has changed your life dramatically? And that caused an entire long conversation. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, that conversation is what led into the sexy couch. So that was the original episode of what led to the sexy couch, you know, Quiet Storm Radio.
No, it was What the Shit Radio. We call it the Quiet Storm. I thought it was What the Shit.
Well, the original was Quiet Storm Radio. Then it was What the Shit Radio. Now I guess it's the sexy couch. I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know. Whatever. But it doesn't matter to me. I get it. I understand.
And we got to ask him when we get back in there.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That'd be dope to have him on as a guest too. I ain't gonna.
Yeah.
All right, brother. So we got wrong answers only today.
Oh yeah.
So today,
you want to do the plugs first, or do you want to do the wrong answer only?
That's a good point. Let's do plugs. All right, yo. So where can everybody find you and all that good stuff, brother?
As simple as it can be. Instagram, Brian Janu Show. I got a YouTube channel as well, Brian Janu Show. I got a lot of shorts out there from videos, you know, certain things. Also on TikTok, Brian Janu Show. Everything is just Brian Janu Show. If you type in Brian Janu Show, I'm assuming this big ass logo going to pop up. I'm just assuming. I'm the only motherfucker with a Janu Show. I'm just assuming that it's going to probably pop up. Shout out to Urban Boulevard as well. Brand Ambassador, 30% off. If you buy something, use the code Brandon.30 for 30% off. If you buy something, hopefully you do, because I need that money. I need the money. I need the money. God knows I need the money. Shout out.
Hey, did you need the money? Did you need the money from the Brandon Janu, Brandon.30? Did you need that money?
I need it. Oh, I need the money. I need that money. I need that money. Shout out to Channel 82 also for the exclusives. Appreciate you guys. And y'all already know. Hit us up. Email us. gmail.com. Dr. Every Session. And YouTube channel. Dr. Every Session. RC. What's up with you, man?
Instagram. Just like I said at the top of the show. RSA Senior. RSAYSR. You can go to patreon.com/RSA, which will be changing soon. You join the Dark Therapy Session tier. It is a $5 tier, and after 3 months, you'll get the Dark Therapy Session logo sticker in your mail. It'll help us out quite a bit. We really would appreciate that, man. You don't understand how much we would love that. And also, send in with your Would You Rathers, FMKs, your fucked up videos, all that good shit to darktherapysession@gmail.com. And also, if you do not agree with our FMKs whatsoever, we would love to hear from you. Whether it's in the comment section of the YouTube page, or if you send us an email at darktherapysession@gmail.com, we would read them live on the show. We really appreciate that. Love y'all so much, honestly. That's all. Yeah, that's all I got, brother.
Yeah. Also, shout out to BetterHelp. So, shout out to y'all.
Facts. Everybody heard that already. But yeah, shout out to BetterHelp. We love y'all. Thank you so much. I know what I'm doing, bruh. I might be a little tipsy, but I know what I'm doing, damn it. Nah. Let me stop playing. All right, bro. So today is wrong answers only. I don't know these players. I can only see Hill, number 23. And what looks like is two players about to fight, but Hill 23 is cocking his back a little suspect. Cocking his fist back just a little bit suspect. So, Mr. Brandon, wrong answers only. Anything you were thinking about?
Yeah, you about to fist pump.
He about to fist pump while he's getting punched in the head. Yeah. When you first realize your big brother can't fight. That's what I'm seeing right there.
God damn.
When you realize he probably should have died in Orlando.
What? When your homie tell you, nigga, jump this nigga with me, dog. What you doing? Hey, why you looking? Jump him. Why are you looking? Jump him with me. Why are you looking?
When you realize Pride Month is a real thing.
Okay. When you find out this nigga really voted for Joe Biden. Like, what? You go, what? You did that shit? What are you doing, bro?
When this nigga does not deserve to wear number 23. Whoa. Yo. Yo.
When you know he did not grow up in the hood.
Oh shit, that's funny as hell. When you realize you voted for the wrong person, that's for sure.
Oh shit. When your homie tell you I'm about to fight this dude because you keep talking to my baby mom.
When you realize he's actually the baby mama.
Oh shit! We can end it. That's it. We done. We can move on. Oh wow, that's good. Holy shit, that was good. Wow.
All right. I got a fucked up video for y'all, yo. All right. So there's not much sound. So I'm definitely going to have to walk y'all through it as we go. However, if you're watching this on Spotify or YouTube, please like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. All right. So in this video, let's see here. Sorry about that. In this video, we have a what looks like a dark corner, you know, any corner in the hood, basically, any alleyway, I guess. And all of a sudden, a dude falls out the fucking window. He's like, fuck. And he gets up, he starts walking away. He finds himself, he gets to the fence, and all of a sudden, two half-naked ladies come running out.
What the fuck?
And a dude in a towel with a fucking Spurs jersey on. So, in this video, what it was a dude decided not to pay a prostitute. And he ended up, after he nutted, jumping out the window. abre la puerta, that means open the door. So they're trying to catch the dad before he falls out, and boom.
Nigga broke his fucking back. Hey, I gotta catch my breath. Yo, I gotta catch my breath. Fuck.
And here they come. They half naked. They half naked running out this bitch. And then look, that's the pimp.
I'm trying to figure out the nigga with the towel on. Why the fuck you got it?
Word is by, he got a towel on. Yo, what's the, is that a Leonard jersey?
Number Kawhi two? Leonard, yeah.
Oh boy, oh boy. He nutted all over that thing. Anyway.
And he dipped.
He sure damn dipped.
You should never trust his ass. He had his jeans on and shit before he was finished. That's suspect into itself, nigga. Like you knew damn well this nigga was about to skip town on your ass.
Yeah, facts. There's no doubt about that one, yo. There's no fucking doubt.
That nigga had a jacket on, a shirt, some pants. That nigga was, he's like, yeah, I'm going to get this.
He was fully dressed when he fell. He was still dressed, nigga.
Yo, he was still fucking dressed. That's how you know he was like, yeah, I'm not paying you motherfucking nothing.
Hell nah. He pulled it right out of the zipper.
Yep. Get my rocks off and dip on your ass.
That's it. He bounced right out that bitch, man. And they couldn't even find him. It was, that shit's wild.
And that's crazy because it took them forever. It took his ass forever to get the fuck up out that window.
It sure damn did. Because they knew he was trying to jump out. You can hear him open the door from the bottom. So they knew he was about to jump out. So they were going to try to catch him, but motherfucker didn't. Nope.
He got the fuck.
Hell yeah. All right, brother. Hold on. Give me 1 second here. We are about to start the FMKs, honestly, and I am fucking up. I am a terrible producer. If I had better equipment, honestly, I'd be better off. There's no doubt about it. I'm running on limited, y'all.
You want to do the see what I mean
with this bullshit? Get that shit out the way. Nobody wants to see that shit. All right, yo. So today's FMKs, we have Coi Leray, we have Stefflon Don, and we got Iggy Azalea. Mr. Brandon, who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
This is gonna get interesting. Okay.
You're gonna be racist. I'm just playing.
We shall see. Do it like that. We shall see. I'm marrying Colery.
Woo! Wow. You really do like them skinny girls, man. I have noticed a trend.
I have noticed a trend.
Come on. You like them little skinny girls. Word is bond. I ain't hating, though. I'm not hating. Hey, man. I ain't hating. Go ahead.
Okay. This is where it gets a little tricky. Here we go. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, shit.
Marry and kill. Marry Stefflon Don or Iggy Azalea.
Oof. Okay. Oh shit. Okay.
Oh wait. Let me go through some of the pictures.
Yeah, so, go through the pictures. We gotta go through the pictures. You can't just give
to
me.
Help some of you to help your decision. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you gotta help me with the pictures. I can't just.
All right, this is Iggy. Choosing. I'm showing you some Iggy. All right. That's all you get for Iggy, and then I'm gonna show you some Stefflon Don. All right. All right.
They both got accents. I'm trying to figure out which accent I want to hear.
So where's Stefflon Don? Where's Stefflon Don from? Tell me about who these artists are. All right. So she's from artist.
She a rapper from London.
Okay. All right. So she's British. So she's got a British mm-hmm. accent. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know Iggy's from Australia. Mm-hmm. Coi Leray, I actually do know her face, but I've never actually heard her music. So I don't know anything about her really. I know she's a rapper. She's a rapper, right? Yeah.
Okay, I'm fucking new Iggy. I'm fucking new Iggy.
What's new Iggy? What's new Iggy?
The picture you see right there is new Iggy, because the old
this Iggy is definitely kinda, new. This is definitely new Iggy. New Iggy right there. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yeah.
I'm a fuck new Iggy. That Iggy,
That was old.
The new Iggy. The new Iggy, I was like, yeah, I fuck Iggy. The new Iggy, I fuck it.
Okay.
I guess. I gotta kill stuff. I won't kill stuff on Don, but damn, cause she fine as shit. You actually like.
Ooh. You in trouble.
I know. But I'm off the hot seat. All right, say. I'm off the hot seat.
I hear you. So you gonna kill Stefan Don?
Yeah, I gotta kill her. Stefan Don.
All right. Yo, can I tell you something?
What's up?
I actually completely agree. 100%. I think Coi Leray, I think she's fine as hell. And the fact that she raps and she's an artist and stuff like that. I think I enjoy that she's American.
And she's actually growing ass. This is a thing. She's growing ass.
I don't know about growing ass, but
she's growing ass. Like I said, she's growing ass. She's getting pounds on her. She's growing ass.
No. But the only reason you can grow ass is by either doing squats or by fucking surgery. Yeah. No, I think she's really pretty. So yeah, I'll marry her. I'm gonna definitely fuck Iggy Azalea. You know, she's been tossed around quite a bit, and I gotta be honest, when she did that freestyle live on stage, that fucking killed me. I was like, yo, what the fuck she talking about? This bitch is wild, and I don't know what the fuck she's saying. That Australian ass bitch. Anyway, so since I don't know Stefan Don, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to kill you just for the simple fact that I just don't know you. And listen, my dick ain't big enough for you, baby. I'm sorry. It just ain't big enough for you. You know,
you take yourself out the door. You don't know that. You're taking yourself out the door. So you're taking yourself out the door.
Nah, I already know. My dick ain't big enough for Iggy. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm gonna marry fucking Chloe. Or excuse me, Coi. Because she's that skinny thing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I can at least give her some kind of satisfaction. These girls with these big asses and, you know, big bodies and stuff like that, I ain't got nothing for these girls, bruh. I ain't got nothing for these girls. You know what I'm saying? So that's just the way I roll. So that's the way I go. Those are my FMKs. If you guys want to send us some would you rathers, some fucked up videos, and some FMKs, or if you disagree or agree with our FMKs, please send it to us at darktherapysession@gmail.com. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Mr. Brandon, would you like to summarize this episode?
Would you rather? Right.
We completely forgot that. Okay. All right. My bad. I completely apologize.
Before we get out this motherfucker, yep. Would you rather? All right. So, would you rather have everything but not be able to share it with the people you love, or have the love with everybody that you love? Like, you can be with everybody you love at one time, dead or alive, but you can never go back to that moment ever again in life.
Damn. Have everything but not be able to share it, but only have one moment with everybody in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know what, man? I'm going to get rid of all those possessions, and I would love to spend at least one moment with everybody that has passed, everybody that I love in my life, for that one moment. I think that one moment is worth more than all of the things that I can have, that I can't share, mind you. So I think I would definitely take the one moment over the money or the possessions.
That's hard for me because it's hard for me. I'm gonna be honest. Because here's the thing, like, maybe because it hasn't hit me yet and I haven't really lost. I mean, I lost my grandmother on my dad's side, but like, I haven't really lost, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, something, yeah. So, but the not sharing the wealth with my nieces and nephews will fuck me up. So, I probably would take
that's it. Why to me it's not worth it.
Yeah, that's why I would. That's why I would take the one moment with everybody, because it's like, it's rare. Now, of course, I would have anxiety that whole day, but granted, I would have anxiety.
For me, the anxiety would become once the day is done and it's all gone. It's like, goddamn, where's all my shit?
I give all this shit up for y'all, and I can never go back to that shit. God damn it, you.
I'll regret it until the day I don't. I'm like, no.
That's a great moment, but I need my shit back.
Yeah. Can I, Lord? It was just a would you rather. Can you please give me my shit back? I had fun. That was great. I loved every moment of it. But can I please get my shit back? No. I would definitely take the day. Sorry to cut you off.
Nah, I'd definitely take the day too. Because it's the not sharing the wealth with my loved ones. That'd be the fucked up part. So it's kind of like I bullied myself into that shit.
But you really want the possession.
Yeah, man. It's like, why would I not? Like, come on.
Yeah, I feel you.
I love y'all, kind of, sort of, maybe. It depends on the day. depends on
remember,
the day.
Remember, you can't give nothing to your nieces.
Yeah, that's the fucking point. Like, I can't leave shit for them or nothing. It's just like a big ass trust fund that nobody could touch. That's fucked up.
Right. Nah, you can't even do that.
That's what I'm saying. You got to give it to other kids and shit. I don't even know.
Nah, you can't even do that. You can't give it to nobody. You can't share it with nobody. You can't.
I'm saying, I don't. But that's like the love. I'm saying my loved ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your money. Yeah, you can still give your money to other people. It's just like, you can't give it to the people that you actually give a fuck about. Like, I don't know these kids. These niggas might take my money and kill somebody with it. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
They might buy C4. We don't know this shit.
Blow up a building or something. Yeah, I get it. Word. Yeah, man. I think family, especially the ones that you've lost, if you've lost a lot of family, I think that's worth it. That's way worth more. If you can have one day with them, like, you ever seen the movie AI, Artificial Intelligence?
Nah, I've never seen it. I heard about it.
It's the kid from Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
All right, so... he was brought in, he was a robot, and the reason he was brought in is because his parents, they lost their child at the same age, and they felt like there was a hole there, so they decided to get a robot to fill that hole. Well, their son ended up like healing and was coming back, and they got rid of him, you know what I'm saying? And the way the story goes, it's kind of a Pinocchio story if you watch it. But you know, when, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, it's only fucking 20 years old, but you know what happens is he freezes into the ocean and aliens pull him out, and he's still grasping his mom's hair. Well, he's a robot, but the mom that adopted him, he's grasping the mom's hair, and they were able to bring her back for one day. And he loved that one day. That one day was the greatest part of his entire life, that he can spend all day with her, and she was his mom no matter what. And I thought it was a great story. So seeing that, I was just like, you know, I was younger, but seeing that, I was like, yo, I would definitely enjoy one day alone with, let's say, my mom. You know what I'm saying? She passed last year. More than $1 million in my bank account right now. But once that day is over, where the fuck is that $1 million, bro? Where'd that shit go? Nah. Let me stop. But, you know, but that is the truth. I would definitely enjoy to spend a day with my loved ones more than I would the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wish I could take the money. I really do.
Can't have both. You can't kill him and marry him. You can't kill him and fuck him at the same time, bro. It's the way the rules are set up.
Yo. Love my family, kind of, sort of, maybe some days. Depends on the day. But like the money, you be like, ooh, that's a hard shit to turn down, man. Like, everybody got to come back, nigga. Everybody got to come back.
Well, I mean, we didn't say everybody. You said the loved ones, the ones you love. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, man. You'd be like, questioning shit. Like, nigga, everybody had to come. Nigga, everybody. I don't know that nigga over there. Like that. I don't know him like that. That nigga barely held me. What the fuck?
Yeah. Word is bad, no doubt. Yeah, facts. Well, there you go, y'all. Like I said before, darktherapysession@gmail.com. Send us your scenarios. We would love that.
All right. Wrap up time, I guess. We don't really have a title for this fucking episode. We're just going to call it whatever the fuck we feel.
I was thinking 200 plus.
That's
it. Nah, if it's not good, nah, you hesitated. So I know it's garbage, but it's okay. It's all right. How about I know it's garbage?
I was calling the FMK.
Call the whole episode FMK?
FMK.
All right.
They gotta call it Fuck, Marry, Kill, but we can just FMK.
All right, bet. Let's do that.
But yeah. So welcome to FMK. Clearly, we just figured this shit out on the spot. That's how we do this over here. don't question us. God damn it. Right.
Bald-headed bandit.
Hey, I'm dead ass serious. I was looking at your head. I was like, yo, we should name it that. I'm like, yeah, that's so crazy. I'm like, yeah, we definitely need to name it something. No, we need to name it that. That's so fucked up. Because we started with that. We need to name it that, dog. Like, that's the name. That's the fucking name. That is.
Text me later. Whatever you want. How about we think about it first? Let's think about it for a second before. Let's think about this one first.
He like, nah, fuck that name.
Facts.
He's like, nigga, that's really what you want to name this for the podcast? I'm not fucking true with you. I'm just throwing shit out there.
I mean, I am the one that came up with it, but still.
I'm out of state. Come on, man.
All right, go ahead, brother.
So we're naming this podcast Bald Headed Bandit. We can't escape that shit. That is amazing. That was
I'm
a good,
so glad
that was
this
a
is
name.
A Channel 82 exclusive.
Holy shit. Yeah, so shout out to RSA's Bald Head for this inspiration tonight. Today we got to
Nah, you good. Go ahead. I'm playing.
But listen, man, out of all this shit, all of this shit, man, getting to 200 episodes is crazy in its own sense. But what's more important is that we're getting close to 50 with Dark Therapy Session. That shit's crazy. Like, the fact that we always getting close to 50 is, into itself, is crazy. So, at the end of the day, we have found a formula. I said I didn't find the formula for my podcast, but we found the formula for Dark Therapy Session. So that's all crazy right. into its own sense. So clearly that works. And it works very fucking well, clearly. This is the first episode, by the way, we did every fucking thing we've ever done. Like
since the beginning, yeah, facts.
That's crazy that we actually got the wrong answers only, videos, would you rather's, and FMKs, and then we still talk shit. So it's pretty cool. That's rare. That doesn't happen a lot. So well, Channel 82 is getting a super great exclusive. This is
facts.
This is pretty dope. So when it comes to wrong answers only, nigga need to learn how to fight. That shit was bad. That shit was terrible. Good God. Who are you throwing a punch at, nigga? Like, what is that? What was that? What was that? I don't know. Teachers on, my nigga. Teachers on. to the fucked up video. Listen, if you ain't got the money, do you really judge what he did? Now, let's be honest. Like, I don't.
But from the second, third story, I'm not gonna fall out. I'm not gonna jump out like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he paid the price because his ribs is probably broken. Facts. His ribs was probably fucking broken.
Facts.
He paid the price. But I bet he's happy that he paid that price because they ran after that nigga like, I can't believe this nigga did that shit to us.
His balls was empty. That's all that mattered.
I mean, he was light on his feet after he got up. I bet money after that. He was light on his feet after he got up. I bet money. Bet money.
Facts.
Bet money. He was light on his feet when
facts,
he got his ass up.
Facts.
FMKs. Kylo Ren is fine as fuck. Let me just get that out of the way. It can keep twerking. it's not that we don't like old girl. It's just the fact that Arsha didn't know who she was.
Yeah, I don't know who she was.
And it's okay. It's okay. She's fine as shit. I would advise Arsha to follow up on Instagram because she's fine as shit.
She wasn't no Doja Cat, but you know.
Nigga, who is Doja Cat, nigga? Let's be real.
She don't even know who the fuck she is. Oh, shit.
That's for the tournament, Arsha. That's for the tournament. We gotta
say
that.
I know. Facts.
And would you rather? I can't take the money. That if I could take the money, I would have took the money. But the not giving my nieces or nephews any of it would throw me the fuck off. And that's the only reason why I didn't take the money.
Yeah,
I still felt like I bullied myself into that answer.
Only because you felt bad because I didn't go with it. That's all that was.
No, it's not that at all. Because I had to think about it. I was like, damn, I would have took the money. But like, then I had to think about it. I saw my nieces today. I was like, I got happy because of that. I was like, ah, shit.
Word is bond. Okay. Hell yeah.
Shit. Yeah, I went with that. Okay. But yeah, but mainly most of us, we probably take the money. Let's be real. We take the money. Because it's like five niggas you actually like call loved ones. And I bet money, they ain't even your real blood.
Right.
I can bet money. They probably not even your real blood. So yeah, I mean, yeah. All right. Closing out this whole shit, like I always do. I got to leave it with something. I would leave it with like a positive fucking thing, but I don't feel like doing positive because we did all positive today. So I would just tell people, go watch Ali Sadiq's new special. That shit is funny as fuck.
It's great. That
shit is funny as fuck. And I just want to say, I don't want to ever meet a Quincy in my life where this... Arsha busts out laughing because he knows the fuck I'm saying. He knows exactly what the fuck I am saying. I don't want to have that fucking grudge like that, nigga. That shit is crazy, dog. Like, the grudge this nigga had for this man is unfucking real. Like,
facts.
Nigga turned in and was like, nigga, don't you hit me.
So good. It's such a good special.
Oh, that shit was so fucking funny. I don't want a Quincy in my life. That shit, that's fucking crazy. He shot this nigga. Hit this nigga with a fucking, hit this nigga in the head, split his head wide open. Told his mama, get in the car at Walmart. All because he wanted a fresh ass tracksuit. I wish, I don't want a Quincy in my life. I'm good. I don't need that in my life.
Word.
I'm good. I'm good. I don't need a Quincy in my life. I don't need a Quincy in my life. That shit is crazy. I understand why he did it, but still, nigga, I don't need a Quincy in my life.
No doubt. No doubt.
I totally understand why he did it though. I would have been like, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. To me, it made perfect sense.
Yeah. My mom was a Quincy, so I know that shit a lot. Word is bad.
Go watch the special and you'll see why he's saying that. Is I hope not. That died.
nah, bro. For real.
Yeah,
Quincy.
And also, shout out to Andrew Schultz for buying back his special. Fuck them networks, because they only want to take your shit and tell you how to run your content.
Facts.
Shout out to Andrew Schultz for buying his special back off of the motherfuckers, because you can't tell somebody to do a special out their own money, out their own pocket, and then tell them, those jokes ain't going to fly nowadays. Bitch, I'm not trying to make woke comedy. What type of fucker is you to make woke comedy? You want somebody that's woke? Go find somebody that's woke. Bet your shit won't be funny.
Right. Well, while you're on that point, Chris DeStefano, Speci Weshy on Netflix, go check that out. Paul Verzi, I forgot the name of that special, but he's got a special on there, yo. It's fucking great. Yo, there's just so many comics, man. There's so many comics out there. Stavi Hal something, Halalsberg or whatever his name is, man. He's a Greek dude from Baltimore. He's got a great fucking special on YouTube for free. Y'all go check that out. Fucking Joe List, Mark Norman. There's just so many great comics out there that's putting their stuff out for free. Please go watch it. And please enjoy it without any, I don't know, without any hate or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, comedy is dangerous again. And that's what makes comedy so great. It's when it's dangerous.
And again, go watch also John Stewart getting his Mark Twain Prize. Dave Chappelle came out there. Steve Carell, all of them was just giving him his flowers. I didn't know how influential John Stewart was in my life. And I was like, shit, that's crazy.
Yeah. For me, it was just MTV. That was it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I never watched The Daily Show at all. My politics.
Me either.
It's because of my politics. But yeah, nonetheless, he was a great comic.
Yeah, but yeah, man. Comedy specials is the shit. Go watch them, all of them, and keep your ass from crying. That's the main thing about life right now. We gotta keep our ass from crying.
If you can't laugh, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. So please go laugh instead of crying.
Excessively, you will cry excessively. Yeah. It's not even.
Facts.
You'll cry yourself into laughing. Like, you'll cry yourself into the laughter. I saw that shit. What the fuck?
That shit had a shadow and everything, bro.
That shit was like, wrap it up, nigga. Wrap it up.
It's definitely time to close out the episode, brother.
Oh, shit. All right. So, the fuck? This is just like, nigga. I nigga. <You're close. laughs> Holy shit. All right. Talk therapy sessions. The session is now closed. Peace.
Nothing is all right.